This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I'm not... All the people yelling at us for not doing mates. Shut up.
Hey.
No, right off the fucking bat.
Hey.
No. Listen, you are always so conciliatory. Uh-huh. And I'm kind of like, we want to do mates too.
Right.
You know why we can't? We have to count mounds and mounds of gold coin.
That's the problem, ultimately.
Well, we're counting gold coin, folks. And you want us to do a mates? We'd love to. Don't get me wrong. Nobody loves mates more than me. If people love mates more than me and Michael, they would have invented it first.
That's right.
We invented it. Our thing. We love doing it. But when we're counting gold coin, What do you want us to do?
And it's not even regular gold coin. It's the gold. It's the chocolate coins wrapped in gold foil.
Yeah. Yeah, gold coin. That's what I call that.
Yeah. So not only do we have to count it.
I'm not interested in counting actual coins. You know what that is? Money.
Boring. Yeah, boring.
Money.
Boring. I don't
get that. That's not me.
No.
I'm a snickologist. Mm-hmm. And a snickologist is going to count. The coins he's going to count have chocolate.
Right. So what happens is you're counting. You eat a few.
You got to go back.
You got to start all over.
How many did you eat? Three?
I don't even know.
So then we're at seven. Okay, let's count again. Counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You ate one?
So the administrative issues are really what's delaying the podcast, more than anything else.
You're counting your gold chocolate coin. I mean, imagine if Michael and I come in with differing numbers, they come down on us.
Oh, you want to get thrown in jail? That's a great way to get thrown in jail.
Michael, what'd you come up with?
Oh, I got 652.
Tom, 70.
Nope.
Oops.
Slammer for you boys. Yep.
Guys, you can't have a discrepancy in the thousands.
This is the issue. You know, you become, for a while, we were kind of flying under the radar, and it was fine.
Yeah, people didn't know who we was.
Now, we got the IRS breathing down our back, we got OSHA breathing down our back, that's the safety people.
Thanks.
You know, we got all kinds of people breathing down our backs.
The boys that do the snacks? Well, we were one of them. Okay, sit down. Mm-hmm. Someone will be with you.
Did you bring your certificate?
We didn't know we had to bring any certificate.
You need your certificate.
They look at us like we're assholes. No one told us to bring a certificate. Certificate for what? You know what? We'll deal with that later. Sit in those chairs. What bureaucracy wants you to do really is sit in a chair and wait for them. That's what bureaucracy wants you to do.
Yeah. And we've been sitting in a lot of chairs.
Fuck.
Waiting for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Counting a lot of gold coin.
All because we ate some chocolate.
Come on.
Man, we're good-hearted guys. That's the thing. We mean no ill will. We obey the laws of society, largely.
Most of the time.
And what do you ever take most, a few incidents?
Over 50% of the time, we're following the laws of this great nation.
Easily over 50% of the time. Now, recently, sure, we had a set to with Hostess, but listen, maybe we broke the law, but we brought them down for valorous reasons.
They were terrible.
Yeah, they weren't doing right by the public. So in a strange way, in that instance, we were kind of like superheroes.
Well, this is that thing where...
Which finally justified you wearing tights,
yeah,
I might add.
About time.
Yeah.
This is that thing where you go, yeah, I'm breaking the law, but am I doing it for the right reasons? The law ain't always right. You know that guy who shot the sheriff? He didn't shoot the sheriff. He did shoot the deputy.
Yeah, he did shoot the deputy. But they were on him for shooting the sheriff. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute.
I didn't shoot the sheriff.
Right. I have felt, since the hostess brouhaha, like that guy.
A little bit. Like the guy wrongly accused of shooting the sheriff when all he did was shoot the deputy.
Right.
The deputy was worth his salt. He'd be a sheriff. Why are we shedding tears over the deputy?
About the deputy.
No, okay.
The deputy...
Good sort.
You know what? That's not for me to say. All I care about are the facts of the case. He didn't shoot the sheriff. He
didn't shoot the sheriff. So why are people on him about shooting the sheriff?
Did he shoot the deputy? Yeah.
He did shoot the deputy.
He's copping to that. He's saying, God, I shot the deputy.
And we don't really even know... Maybe the deputy was winged.
Yeah, the deputy might be fine.
To me, the deputy is probably fine. You know, he may have, like, screwed up his harp that he likes to play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He has to adjust that slightly, but he's still good opening one hand opening the can of beans. You know, he's good around a campfire. Yeah, he's good. He's good sitting boring the prisoners to death with his stories.
Sure, late at night. Getting shot.
He cackles. I don't think the deputy, I think the deputy maybe just got winged. And so people are on this guy for shooting the sheriff, which he never did.
Right. And
he swears he never did.
Well, the way we know he didn't shoot the sheriff is because he's admitting that he shot the deputy.
Right.
He's an honest guy.
I shot the deputy.
That's how I feel. I feel like we're the guys who shot the deputy, winged him. We didn't shoot the sheriff. We don't have the certificate. We're sitting in chairs waiting for people.
Yeah. He did shoot the sheriff, though.
I know. He clearly shot the sheriff.
He shot the sheriff. Yeah. He didn't shoot the deputy.
Prove it in court, though. That's what I say. Prove it.
Yeah.
They can't prove it.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't prove it. Some people are like, he didn't shoot the deputy.
No, but he's saying.
He wrote a song about it, and that's his only defense there.
It's a lot of commitment to sit down and write a song about the damn thing.
I think that writing the lyrics is probably fairly easy, because he's like, I shot the sheriff,
but I didn't shoot the deputy. Right.
Right? But to me... Then you have to add music to it. That's what makes a song. Mm-hmm. It's not just the lyrics. You need music.
Without the music, it's just a poem.
Yeah, and now you got commitment.
Right.
And commitment. You know this guy, Paul Simon?
Sure.
Yeah.
The senator.
Is he a senator now?
He was from Illinois.
I thought he played for the Yankees. I did not know he was a senator now. From Illinois.
Yeah.
Is he like the Paul Ryan type a little bit?
No, he's a Dem.
Oh, he's a Dem.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking lib.
Yep.
Cool. Listen, sometimes I get political and sometimes I don't.
Oh. Well, you said a mouthful there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you really said a mouthful
there. There are times when I get really political.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when I don't.
Oh. The second time you said it, even more powerful than the first.
I feel like I need to step away from that statement because it exhausts me. You know why? Because there's other people on the other side going, no, you don't. Yes, you do. You know what they want? I just want to have the opposite answer.
Boy.
I know.
If this were a picture, it would be worth 1,000 words.
It's good it's not a picture because that's a lot of words.
Yeah, so many words. You could be so much more economical.
Yeah. That's why sometimes you write a song.
And he did.
You know, Bruce Springsteen, you've heard of this guy?
Sure.
He wrote a song called Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Yeah.
He kind of got, you know, 3/4 of the way through and he's like, I'm just going to go with Darkness on the Edge of Town for the rest of this song. Just that lyric.
Well, it's a good lyric.
Yeah, 33 times.
What else is there to say?
That's probably he telling himself.
Right.
Now he's probably like, when he sings, he's probably like, ugh. Here we go. It's like, I wonder if the Beatles, you know, if were the Beatles all still alive and they had like the reunion tour, if they were like, we're not doing Hey Jude.
Right.
Or we're going to do Hey Jude, but we're going to segue into...
We're going to medley it.
That's what you need to do when you've got, you know, that many minutes of na-na-na. You got to medley it.
Now, how many Beatles were there originally?
Ooh, boy, you got me there, but I'm guessing 17? No.
Oh, was it that many?
Well, there was a lot.
I'd be amazed if it was that many.
Well, I know there was at least 5.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the people that travel with them. There was a Sheridan, a Tony Sheridan.
Right.
A Stu Sutcliffe.
Right.
There was a Bambo Jones.
Yeah.
Who was always just like, hey boys,
uh-huh.
I got the shaker, I got the shaker. And they're right. Like, you know, Bambo, you know, we're going to change drummers and Ringo can do the shaker. Nah, I got the shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Bambo always wanted to, he was like not very musical.
Right, but he
got had drugs, you know, got the women.
He was kind of the Flavor Flav of the Beatles.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, Bambo.
Right.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake.
And then I know one of the Beatles died, and then they got the rest of them, I guess.
Is that right? No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. A couple of Beatles have passed on.
Uh-huh.
You know? And the jury is out on Ringo.
Okay.
That's how I understand it.
Right.
And I don't really know. There's Paul, and I don't know what's going on with Paul's hair.
Uh-huh.
This is a guy who's in his 60s, and his hair hasn't... Oh, is he 70?
I think he might be.
I was going to say 67. I think he's in his...
I could look it up, but what would be the point?
Why don't we ask one of our producers to look it up?
All right. They're looking it up right now.
Okay, great. Because sometimes I feel... Being a knight is great. Being knighted is great. But you also want your hair to age gracefully.
Well,
I don't know if I'm right about that.
But, you know, one of our great presidents.
Our great presidents?
One of our great presidents.
Hair has not aged gracefully?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Is Lauren sending you the...
Yeah, she's sending it over to me. Wait, I'm getting a fax right now from her.
I know what that thing, Lauren's giving me the thing, keep talking while he's reading the thing. I know what that means. It's not our first time doing a podcast. Lauren, okay? What's your last name? Grenshaw?
Yeah,
what kind
Grenshaw.
Of name is that?
It's either Irish or Welsh.
Grenshaw is Welsh.
Yeah. But what I don't understand is she's literally 4 feet away from me. She's faxing me the information.
Yeah, Lauren, no one uses fax. Fax is ancient technology.
So what she's doing is... The fax machine is 6 feet away.
Yeah.
She's walking 2 feet over to the fax machine,
mm-hmm.
faxing it to the fax machine that we have standing over there. So I got to get up now, go over to the fax machine, get the fax.
It seems like it's not the most efficient method.
She could have just walked over here.
Could have just yelled it out from the booth.
Well,
or print it or
no, she couldn't yell it out from the booth because the encyclopedia set is next door to the booth.
Ah! So she went to the encyclopedia set,
mm-hmm.
and she got a page from that, and she's faxing that page?
She went to the encyclopedia set, she took a picture, she developed the photo,
yeah.
blew
yeah.
it up.
This is what it used to be, man.
Yeah.
Only like 4 short years ago, this is what it used to be.
I know.
Now everyone can just like pull out their phone and, hey, you want to know how to make coco boeuf? Great.
I'll tell you how to make coco boeuf.
What I like about coco boeuf for our French-speaking mateys out there, well, if they're French-speaking, then they know already what's funny about coco boeuf.
I don't know what – I don't know what's funny. I don't speak it. Chocolate beef?
No, it basically means –
turd?
It means chicken of beef.
Oh, coke.
C-O-Q.
Yeah. Coco boeuf.
Coco boeuf.
Yeah. Chicken of beef.
That might be kind of a good meal, right? You're a meat eater. You'd like that. Coco boeuf.
Yeah, sure. Taco right? Bell, I think, is selling that right now.
Are they really? Are you the voice of Taco Bell? What happened
yeah.
in that campaign?
No, that worked out. That's the thing about showbiz. It always works out.
Right.
Paul McCartney, born June 18th, 1942, age 70.
So he's not yet 70.
But, you know...
Birthday's in June.
Yeah. But he's got young man's hair. You're right. But, you know, when you got as much money as Paul, you can do that.
You can have young man's hair?
Yeah. What you do is you scalp a young man and you... transplant his head onto your head.
He doesn't do the scalping.
Nah. He's got a guy.
Scalper.
Welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh. You know, I'm curious about today's snack.
So, this was suggested by Julie, who lives down the block. She's like, you gotta do la-di-da's, man. I'm like, why do you talk like that? She's like, shut up. I'm like, whoa, coming at me strong. Do la-di-da's. She's involved with this band. Her and her hubby are involved with this band called the Nowhere Knots. You know them?
Oh, sure, the Nowhere Knots. Oh, here's
some of their music.
They're tremendous.
Here's some of their music. And now our producers are going to put in the music.
Let's
talk
some buffet. What is it like to never have a breath? Down the crash.
consulting a way to get her her music in the podcast?
They want to be on the podcast. And here's the thing, folks. If you want to be in our podcast, simple move.
And that's all you got to do.
Yeah. Just put your music in. We've had some people on the podcast who've been very grateful about it.
Oh yeah, people are lovely when you put their music on the podcast.
They tweet it on out there.
Yeah, they're appreciative.
Yeah, and we're appreciative too because we like having original music on our podcast.
The la di da.
So Julie tells me la di da. You got to have la di da's. I can tell you right off why I'm opposed to la di da's. Okay, this is without Michael opening the box. The first thing that strikes me, I'm going to leave apart the name la di da's. Mm-hmm. Okay, for the second. Whimsical candy.
Right.
That right there, it's got me stewing a little bit.
You're opposed to whimsy in general.
No, No. Do not get me wrong. I am not opposed. I love whimsy. Abe Lincoln. Whimsy. One of my top 17 presidents.
But wait. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's whimsical.
He had whimsy to him.
Fine.
Country.
Fine.
Homespun. Whimsy.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, he had some whimsy in there, right? He's telling stories. Why we got an Irish? Why is the Irish guy playing Lincoln? Is he a good actor, that guy? Why is the Irish guy playing Lincoln?
I don't care for his work.
You don't think he's that good?
I mean,
you think he's very serious?
I'll say this: he's a poor man's Ian McShane, and Ian McShane
fucked you.
Is a poor man's, you know,
poor man's Jeremy Piven.
I'm not going to say
Jeremy Privet.
I'm not going to say.
You're not going to say it.
I'm not going to say.
He's a poor man's Jeremy Privet. Now whimsical candy. I love whimsy, but whimsical candy. I mean, already you're taking a bold step there, my friends. Let me read what else is on the box of la di da's. Three handmade swirls of sea salt, caramel, and nougat in dark chocolate.
Sounds delicious.
I love it. I mean, right now I'm right back on board. You know what has me? Sea salt caramel.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, that's the trend in caramel these days. Sea salt.
Oh, that's the trend in caramel.
That, right.
Yeah.
As I said.
What?
I said that first. That it's the sea salt is the trend in caramel.
Well, that's what people are doing now with caramel. They're coupling it with sea salt. And there's a wave of that going
on.
People are just like, you get like sea salt caramel ice cream, you know, sea salt caramel, you know, together.
Right.
It's great. People love it.
Right. I said that. I said that before you said it. So.
No, yeah, my point is just I'm expanding. I'm letting the people know, you know, about the sea salt caramel.
Right. And,
you just talked
and,
about.
And the sea salt milk chocolate and everything else.
I already said that. But you're talking about, I mean, you were just talking about.
You didn't say anything about sea salt.
You were talking
chocolate.
About.
Like, I said that.
You were talking something about the box, and I just kind of, I threw in. What's interesting about the sea salt caramel, my point was, is that this is trending right now.
I feel like people are in circles, and I don't want to be oppositional to you right now.
Okay.
And it's not important to me necessarily who gets credit for saying what, because I think that defeats the point of the podcast.
I could care less about, I'm not about credit.
I'm not either.
I'm not about credit.
No.
I'm not about, like, who's first and who's best looking.
Great.
And who's, like, who's doing who. I'm not about that.
Right.
I'm not about that.
No. What are you about?
Oh, man. Name a thing. Name one thing.
Respect for women?
I'm about that.
Yeah.
That's my... I'm about that.
Right.
But if you were to say, hey, man, building tables, I'd be like, nope. Not my thing, really. You know, if you're like, you're an artisan, I'm like, so, okay. Mm-hmm. You're like, robbing people? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Old style musicals? Sometimes. Not always, sometimes. Sometimes I'm just bored. I just like, pick it up, you know?
Right.
If you were to say Anne Hathaway, woo, forget it.
Forget it in what way?
I'm not about that.
Okay.
Okay. But if you were to say, you know, like, name something else, name anything.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah. All right. So we've cleared that.
So anyway, I was just pointing out to the people, because you might have missed Steph, or maybe you didn't even know you, that sea salt and caramel was a really big combination these days. So I just wanted the viewers, and I know maybe they are, maybe they aren't, to know that.
Nougat? And dark chocolate.
Whimsical candy. Now, on the back, you're starting to lose me again because you write, artisanal candy that's pure fun. Shut up. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. That's my answer. Next to it, you write, we use fair trade, sustainably grown, premium dark chocolate. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a guy. What'd you open, a bag of chips? Great. It's not healthy for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me think. Did I know that? Yeah, I fucking knew that.
Yeah.
I am an equal opportunity snackologist. And this holier than thou, fair trade, sustainably grown. I don't even know what that means, Michael.
You don't know?
Fair trade, sustainably grown.
No. Well, let's start with fair trade.
Go ahead.
So.
And it's got allergen information on it. Come on.
Well, that you need.
I don't need that.
What if you're allergic to bees?
Eat it, don't eat it. Eat the bees, don't eat the bees. You know?
Fair trade.
School of tough knocks. Find out the hard way.
Go ahead. So, you know in baseball, you know, you pitch.
Okay.
I hit it.
Yep.
If it stays in,
yep.
Fair ball.
Okay.
That's fair trade.
Okay.
Sustainably grown.
Yeah.
That just means, no of that stuff. And then the premium dark chocolate.
When you said no, you kind of waved your fingers. No of that stuff.
Yeah, no. I was indicating that stuff with.
But remember, we're
they're viewers, so they can see.
No, they're not viewers, so they can't see you wave your fingers. You say sustainably grown is waves his fingers. That stuff.
Right.
What does that mean?
So we're clear.
But I'm clear. I get it, but I don't know if the viewers wave your fingers.
Oh, God, do I have to do this again?
Okay, sustainably grown waves his fingers. That stuff. Okay, now I think everyone has it.
And then premium dark chocolate just means,
Nope.
So, what?
This time you just went, premium dark chocolate just means you kind of like threw your arm up from the elbow. So, like you'd explain.
No, I also hit the table a little bit. So I said premium dark chocolate.
So, okay, I got it now. All right, so that's well explained. Now, let me read what they say on the back. Can I say this?
Oh, it's a lot to read.
You're going to punch me and maybe you're going to get through it, but I'll try. Hi! So, right there.
Yeah, I know.
Right there.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of shut
point
up
out
in
for
this
the yeah, point out for the viewers why we're so offended at hi.
Because it's got an exclamation mark.
Exactly.
But also,
right. Hi.
You don't need to greet me.
No.
Don't greet me.
No. And if you're going to greet me, let's take the pep out of it a little bit.
Slow down, kid. We're not best friends.
Hey, period.
We don't have a magic handshake yet.
No, yeah.
We might. At some point, we might develop.
Don't come
in for the hug right away.
Yeah. We've never met. Earn it.
We are Whimsical Candy, a company based on a lifelong love of candy.
Rhetorical. Show me one person without a lifelong love of candy.
Our founder, at age 3, packed her bag and tried moving to a candy store. No, she didn't. Shut up.
Oh, God.
She's a 3-year-old. Now a trained pastry chef, she makes small batch sweets that blend a grown-up taste for quality with the fun and classic flavors of childhood candy. Who says artisanal candy has to be serious? Nobody.
I've never heard that statement in my life, and I do this for a living.
Right.
Artisanal candy does not have to be serious.
Hey.
Worst dinner party ever.
Hey, this is artisanal candy. Treat it serious.
Second worst dinner party ever. Either way, I don't remember the dinner party we went to.
Yeah.
We're always going to have that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Life is good. Candy is fun. La di da.
Oh.
And it ends with la di da. I'm not throwing that in editorially. It says la di da, and it ends with another explanation.
That's an actual statement. Life is good. Candy is fun. La di da.
Now look, Tom. Your reaction to this is far more severe than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a few things I feel like it's got working in its favor. Number one. The color combination. I think the colors are terrific. You've got a kind of brown, orange, white combination that I think works pretty well.
I don't disagree.
The typeface is orange, and the font is actually a legitimate sort of serious font. If it weren't a kind of funny font, I wouldn't even open the box.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be done.
Done.
I'd turn off the thing,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be out of here.
Done.
The whole HQ might have to be condemned and fumigated.
Whoa.
That's how serious.
You bring in the wrecking ball?
I might have to.
Jeez.
But the fact is...
So that's all about font for you. If they use like a happy kind of kid-friendly font, you'd be
done.
Like... Done.
Out.
Bring in the wrecking ball. I'm glad they didn't.
I am too. So although I don't like the text, and I don't, it's not killing me.
Mm-hmm. No, listen... clearly these people are rich, and this is what they do on the side.
Right.
And so they have just hordes of money. When I say money, I'm not talking like gold chocolate coin. I'm talking like
actual money that you can't eat.
Yeah, actual money. And they're on their presentation, they're spending that money. Look at right, this box know. Is like
– Do you know how much this costs?
It's a rich person's box.
Yeah, it really is. This is a high-quality, thick cardboard box. And I'm noticing something else about the box by peering inside. I opened it up. Now, there's three candies in each box.
See, right there. Right there. You got to step back and question what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
Do I want to date Brooke, the girl next door, right down the block? You know, she's great, lives in the same kind of house as me, right? Or do I want to date Julia Heathcote, mm-hmm. who lives up there on the manor on the hill, Heathcote Manor? Sure, she's great looking, the whole kind of thing. But Brooke and I, we can go to the fun fair for 25 cents. We can fill up a bag of candy.
Yeah. Now, over there at the fun fair.
Over there at the Heathcote Manor, three candies per box.
Yeah.
Probably
$8 for a box.
I'm not even going to share one of those with Brooke.
No. You only got three. They're individually wrapped. They're a hefty size, and they're thick. I would say they're half an inch, three-quarters of an inch thick. Bottom is chocolate, and then on top, swirled in a kind of a...
Which this is the caramel I was telling you about, Michael, that is kind of becoming a big popular thing now.
I didn't know about that.
Where it's sea salt. Salted caramel, essentially the best way to describe it.
So individually wrapped, swirled in a counterclockwise revolution. The nougat, the caramel, the nougat, the caramel.
I like that you said counterclockwise revolution.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, but that's very well described.
Thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
And then, now if you peer inside the box.
I like peer, too. Peer's a good word.
Look inside there.
What do you got?
There's a little frowny face on the inside that you have to look for.
Oh, God.
And it's a frowny face, and it says, all gone.
Oh, you ate all the chocolate.
Now, although I don't love the frowny face.
You kind of do like the frowny face a little bit.
I kind of like that they took the time and effort to do that.
Yeah, well, heck. It's not about money for them.
No, they're not trying to make money.
They got nothing but. This is just a little thing they do on the side.
I suspect I can eat one of these, if that, because they're hefty.
Well, I'm going to jump in. Mine's open. All right. Oh, have as much sea salt caramel taste as I would like.
Yeah.
Because you know me.
You love.
I hang my hat on sea salt caramel.
Yep. I do know that about you.
Now it's kicking in a little bit.
Hmm.
This is going to separate. This candy right here is going to separate those that love dark chocolate and those that don't. Because the most prominent taste I get in my mouth is the dark chocolate. Now I'm getting a little bit of that sea salt, which I love. What say you, Michael?
Well, I got to give them credit for something.
Oh, good.
Which is this. It's an unusual candy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's not like a traditional candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's presenting familiar flavors in a new way. You've got your dark chocolate on the bottom, then you got your nougat, then you got your caramel, and the order that I described it is actually the order that you taste it. It almost has a kind of chocolate and marshmallow consistency.
That's your nougat.
That's your nougat.
The marshmallow is your nougat.
Yeah. And then the sea salt caramel kind of kicks in after the fact.
Yeah.
As if to say, remember me.
Right.
I wanted nougat and dark chocolate to say hello first,
because
I knew you were excited to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello to those guys first.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of coming up.
So nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to see you. Thank mm-hmm. you for coming.
And then
I'm sea salt caramel.
And then big hug for sea salt caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Do I love it? No.
No?
I don't love it. I mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah.
I like it okay.
You know what? Go ahead.
I wish I knew how much these cost, because that would inform a lot how much I like it.
I'll ask my friend Julie.
I might ask. Let me see if Lauren knows.
All right.
Our producer, Lauren, see if she can fax it to me.
Remember back in the day when everyone was like, fax it. Wow.
There's still people who want me to fax things to them.
No. Don't do that.
I mean, if somebody wants me to fax something to them, what they're saying is, I don't want to receive any information from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to happen. I'm not going to fax anything to you.
No, I didn't know people still did that.
I feel like I'm routinely asked to fax over mostly things with signatures involved.
Just shoot that right over there. I'll have the girl shoot that right over. Who's that? William H. Macy.
Uh-huh. Fargo.
Fargo. That's right. Nice get. I'll have the girl shoot that right over to you.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I see.
We'll fax it right over. No, no fax.
That's Lauren.
Yeah.
Giving me the information. Mm-hmm. She called me with it. And she's standing 4 feet away.
You don't have to call him. You can just yell it out from the booth.
I mean, I guess she's trying to be professional. I don't know what she's doing.
Mm.
Oh. All right, so it seems like on this...
She called you?
She called... I want you to listen
to the voicemail?
I would like her to fax it. She's faxing it over.
You asked her to fax it now?
I found it on sale.
Oh, yeah?
You can get 2 boxes.
Mm-hmm. This is going to require some math.
This is on sale. So 2 boxes, the original price was $13, so $6.50 a box, which seems about right to me, based on the packaging and everything. But
no, that's way more than I thought it would be.
Really? Listen, you can hear the quality of the cardboard.
No, we all agree that is good quality cardboard. I don't disagree. We all agree that this is going to be, you know, from the land of fancy, this snack, but I was thinking maybe $3. There's 3 candies. That's $1 per.
Yeah. No. $6.50. $6.50 a box. That's $2 and change per. Way too much.
You say this is on sale there, Magic.
We're
like $14? $7 per?
$7.80 for the 2 boxes. So $3.70. I can't do the math, but you understand.
Yeah.
You understand.
I know what a sale is. Yeah.
$3.90 a box. That seems more reasonable. That seems about right. You know, under $4.
But somewhere on that thing that she called you and left you a message with was the actual going price, which is
the original price was $13 for 2 or $6.50 a box.
Yeah, I mean, now we have to factor in a lot of things. The quality of the snack.
Well, you know, it's
alone.
Sustainably grown.
That just means, eh.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Fair trade, what's that?
Yeah,
like this, like that. Okay. You want to assess the snack based on its taste, mm-hmm. on the quality of the snack, you know?
But I can't,
you don't want to have to factor in prices, but it's hard to divorce when people are starving in the Congo. You have to take the Congo into it.
They're eating blood diamonds.
Those guys over there eating blood diamonds, and interestingly enough, there's no nutritional value in these blood diamonds that they're eating.
A lot of fiber.
Eat them. They shat them out.
Mm-hmm.
They collect them. They eat them again.
Mm-hmm.
Really what they should do, and I've told them this countless times, guys, instead of eating and shatting out the blood diamonds, sell one.
Yeah.
That'll be, you know, $70,000.
For a big one.
And then buy some food.
Yeah.
With those $70,000, buy some food.
Yeah.
I don't know. There seems to be like a disconnect between what I'm saying and what they want to do.
Well, you know, you can give a man a fish, feed him for a day.
Yeah.
So one of these things, first of all, it's burning my throat a little bit. You know,
what?
I think I took a little...
Sperming your throat?
No, burning.
What the hell is...
No.
How did you start sperming your throat?
No.
Holy cow.
No.
That is crazy.
Tom, no.
I've never seen a guy sperm
his
throat.
Come on, that's not what I said. Come on.
Maybe in the playground I'm going to call you sperm throat.
Hey.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
That's not what I said.
Well...
I said burning my throat.
What? Sperming your throat?
Come on.
That's crazy. Well...
I'll tell you what it reminds me of a little bit.
College?
Come on!
I'm just asking.
No, come
just
on.
Just asking an innocent question.
I'm at the candy.
Oh, all right.
When the guy blew a load.
Yeah, all right.
Reminds me a little bit of the Malamar. You remember the Malamar?
Do I remember the Malamar?
Malamar was one of the earlier things that we reviewed. Now, you didn't love it. You didn't love the Malamar, if I remember correctly.
No, I didn't love the Malamar.
I mean, you liked it all right.
I liked it okay. I mean, there are probably some mateys right now that have it snap and whistle. They have my review of it and my number. But, too much marshmallow for
right.
me.
Right.
You had what I remember about the Malamar was you had a certain technique.
Oh, yeah. A lot of techniques. But yeah. no point in
no, we're not going back. We're
revisiting
going
the Malamar. All I'm saying is it reminds me of the Malamar, and I prefer the Malamar to the La-Di-Da, and for a much cheaper price.
Interesting.
You get a lot more of the Malamars. You know, you get hundreds of Malamars in each box.
Yeah.
I think it's like 600-700 Malamars per serving.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, you're lousy with Malamars once you buy one bag.
That scene in Harry Met Sally doesn't work the same if, you know, Harry Connick Jr., what's his name, Billy Crystal, is sitting there eating a La-Di-Da instead of a box of Malamars.
That's right. That's right.
Because he only has three.
Right. And you're looking at him and you're going, Harry, you only got three.
Harry, what are you going to do when you finish your third? You're watching TV?
And then at the end, somebody goes, I'll have what he's having.
Yeah. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Rob Reiner's.
I know.
Yeah, Rob Reiner.
Everybody knows.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I know. Nobody is impressed with your movie knowledge.
Who is it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Ratings?
Yeah, I think we should rate it.
Ratings.
I think we should. I really think we should rate it. Go ahead.
I gotta work it out for myself a little bit.
You gotta work it out?
I gotta.
Me too. I feel like I gotta work it out a little bit.
Because I don't want to give a mealy mouth rating about this, but I feel like it's gonna land somewhere. You know, somewhere it's not a clean hit.
What I'm interested in hearing from your rating is. Where you come in deduction-wise on the price, if at all.
I can't separate the packaging, the price. Because I'll tell you why. Because the La-Di-Da is setting itself apart.
Yeah.
Part of its appeal is that it's artisanal.
Yeah.
It says we're artisanal candy. Who says artisanal candy has to be serious? So they're hanging their hat on artisanal.
So they're moving in a circle where there's arguments over whether or not artisanal candy is serious or not. That's the circle they're moving in, correct? They're wearing white at the Hamptons.
And in that circle, I feel like you have to take price into consideration.
You want it to be pricey.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is part of our appeal is that we're an elitist candy. So if you're going to be an elitist candy, you better taste better than a Malamar that I could find at any Tom, Dick, or Harry grocery store.
Bridgehampton? Fuck you.
Right. Exactly.
East Hampton.
And the fact is, I enjoy a Malamar more than I enjoy a La-Di-Da.
You do.
I do.
Uh-huh.
So I gotta deduct.
I gotta.
Not only based on taste, but based on price. I do like the packaging. I know. I'm not even going to deduct for the packaging. I know you have a real problem with it. I like it.
It's not so. I don't really have a problem. Well,
you're kind of backtracking.
No. I, the packaging,
guys. I'm not crazy. He's backtracking. Am I right?
No, Mike, you're totally right. He's backtracking.
Wait, that's just you. That's you.
No,
you
that's the guys. Voice.
What guy? What
the,
guy?
The
name
guy.
The guy.
The guys.
The guy.
Ronnie, Tommy, Bobby.
I'm Tommy.
The other Tommy.
No, there's
the
no
driver.
Other.
The driver.
Tommy the driver.
Tommy the driver who drove me here.
Yeah, it's me. Tommy the driver.
Wait, is that him?
That's him.
That's it. What does he sound like?
Yeah, that's me. I'm Tommy the driver.
Sounds like you.
No.
It sounds like you with your hand in front of your mouth.
I don't sound anything like that.
You do. Sounds like you.
But Tommy?
That was me putting a hand in front of my mouth.
Oh, you sounded like Tommy there for a second.
Yeah, you sounded just like me.
Wait a minute. You did it again. I'm looking right at you.
Guys, he's backtracking. Am I right?
Yeah, he's backtracking.
I'm not backtracking. My point is this. The packaging is actually, it's the writing on the packaging. I don't mind the packaging. What I present is, hi.
I'm with you.
Whimsical candy.
That's
who says artisanal candy has to be serious? Trained pastry chef, founder at age 3, packed her bag, tried moving to Canada. So that's so cute. Whack.
I'm with you. But I'm saying there's enough good about the packaging that for me it outweighs the bad.
I understand.
So for me, the packaging is a wash. You lose points on that there's 3, that it's $6.50, and that they don't taste as good as a Malamar. I give you a 4.
Wow. Ooh, that was a harsher cut than I expected. You know, and you're just like, That's how it is.
I call them like I see them. I play it straight. Don't I play it straight, guys?
Yeah, you play it straight, Mike. You totally play it straight.
Yeah, you play it straight.
What's Brian Dennehy doing here?
He just showed up.
He just showed up. Mm-hmm. You know Brian Dennehy likes his snacks.
Oh, yeah.
That guy loves his snacks. You know Brian Dennehy loves?
Snacks?
Fries.
Oh.
Yeah. He's constantly lobbying us to like, hey, guys, what about fries as snacks? And I'll just come up and come by.
Right.
I'll bring them. You know what he loves? Belgium.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the media's like, who's Brian Dennehy?
Look it up.
Look it up. Hit the fax machine. Or if you have a Wikipedia site or an encyclopedia, you can do that too. La-di-das, whimsical candy, spoil your dinner, three homemade swirls of sea salt caramel, nougat, and dark chocolate. Bring me the Long Island iced tea, please, now, Fabian. Yeah, I mean, the packaging, really, whatever. You know, who's reading it? We are. You know why? Because we take this stuff seriously.
Who says artisanal candy has to be serious?
That irks me. It's kind of like stuck in my craw a little bit.
I hear you.
I just feel like, who are these people walking around having an argument?
Don't create a straw man. There's nobody out there saying artisanal candy has to be serious.
You're saying...
You put up a straw man.
You're saying it's actually not true. That's me gasping as I consider the option. Marketing! I hate being foiled by marketing. I hate falling victim to it. Listen, magic. All that being said, $6.50? Shut your mouth. You know, artisanal candy? Hi! Shut your mouth. But I can be bought, man. Mm-hmm. Because you know what they have? Sea salt caramel. And if they coupled that sea salt caramel and this nougat with milk chocolate, here I am probably going, great, 7. And guess what? They didn't. 4.5.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.